with the focus of preaching and teaching God's Word. Expository preaching with God-honoring music. First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I say thank you, thank you, thank you for jumping in, joining in the dialogue and discussion on Let's Face the Issues today. It's always our joy to hear your opinion, your thoughts, your questions, your comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about a multitude of things today, but the lead question, how much gold is really in Fort Knox? Do you believe all the gold that's supposed to be is there? Do you believe that the full 447,003 ounces of gold's there? The 4,580 tons of gold? $485 billion worth of gold? Is it still there? Some have said that part of that gold in Fort Knox is stored there on contract for Germany and other nations. Some have just recently said that some trucks have been coming in unloading gold from other nations that could be borrowed for us to be able to do the show and tell. I don't know. But what do you think? What are your thoughts? Secondly, as we think about what's been taking place down through the years, we've been lied to about COVID-19. We've been lied to about the safety of COVID-19 death jabs. It was promoted as being safe and effective. We've been lied to by Dr. Fauci about his self-made science and the safety and protection of masks and the 6-foot separation. We've been lied to about the 2020 election with Joe Biden. Everybody that's got any common sense, any calculation, and looking at what has happened, that we all know that the 2020 election was stolen, yet we've been lied to about it. We were lied to about the safety and security of our borders for 4 years with Sleepy Joe Biden that said the borders were secure. All to find out, as we knew, that some 20 to 30 million illegal invaders came into America. I find it fascinating, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that just 60 days with Donald Trump in office, our borders are now sealed. Hear me. In just 60 days. And yet Biden could not do that in 4 years. In 60 days, our borders are sealed. Simply put, I think yesterday, a day before yesterday, they had a couple of dozen that tried to cross the border. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We were told that our government was not censoring our free speech and our religious liberties, only to find out that all social media was being pressured and pushed, prodded and threatened by the federal government to censor what you would say, or I would say, on the social network platforms. So we've been lied to. But ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that I rejoice today that we have our religious liberties and our freedom of speech that's been recodified by executive order by President Donald J. Trump. And at the same time, we've had President J.D. Vance speaking in Europe talking about and to the face of those in Germany, talking about how they're restricting free speech and religious liberties, prosecuting and persecuting their own citizens because of what they say in religious liberties and free speech that they do not have. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And ladies and gentlemen, regardless of whether the gold is there or not, we need to still be thankful that God's on the throne and place our hope in God and not in government. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I have a comment. I rejoice with you, with what Donald Trump, well, God using Donald Trump and the gentleman that's going, Elon Musk, that's going into the Fort Knox. And I hope they don't, they take the pass key from from Hunter Biden that he used to support his cocaine habit and the money laundering that could have been done at Ukraine. But I am
one of the things, Terry, that hopefully, prayerfully, the new reorganized Secret Service will be able to go back and find out how the cocaine got in one of the lockboxes in the White House that supposedly they could not trace down, could not find, could not determine, but yet the same agencies, the same thugs with badges, could determine if I said something that was, quote, disinformation or misinformation, or if you did or others did by way of social media, but they could not find how that pouch of cocaine got into the White House. We all know that it was Hunter Biden's. We all know that he put it there. We all know that our government knew it was there, knew who put it there, and yet trying to lie to the public. Yes, maybe they'll take his pass key, as you call it, and keep him out. And I think with President Trump, I think that's exactly what happened. I'm thankful that President Trump has taken away the security, that will allow these previous administrative heads and leadership just come and go with the general information about the secrets, if you please, of America and our general safety in the nation. I'm glad to see President Trump cancel their authority to do that. But Terry, thank you so much. We need to keep looking up, keep on thanking the Lord that God is still on the throne. That God, I think God's sitting back laughing at some of these monkeys in Washington today and what they're doing. But God's still in control of the whole shooting match, and I'm thankful for that. Thank you for your call today. I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, hey, can you hear me? Is it a good,
yes.
Is it an okay connection? Okay, terrific. Yeah. Your opening is wonderful, and in regards to the question, what do we think they're going to find at Fort Knox? If I'm hearing you correctly, it's $500 billion almost is what they're alleging is in there, and I would be surprised if we found half of that $500 billion. So a quarter. And then so also, and the callers have been great, obviously, and thank you for the opportunity, but I would tell you that that money, as you said so rightly, is our money, and they're holding it and supposed to be good stewards of that money, and we've seen on every front that they haven't been good stewards of our money, and our trust has been misplaced in the government. It should only be in God. But now that we've got people going in there that are actually shining the light of truth, they're trying to throw stones and call him Hitler. And this morning I was reading a little bit about Mao and Hitler and Stalin, and those three horrible people shared one thing in common, and you know what it was? None of them were for religion, their Lord. None of them were big on families, and none of them were big on individual property ownership. So if we could get through the gray matter of the Democrats and let them know that, hey, we're in the same battle together, we hope. Do you understand you're looking at this from a really weird, obscure way, and you need some clarification here? We need prayer. We need our wonderful counselor to intervene, maybe some medication and some exercise and a better diet. I don't know what it is, but these folks are, I'm praying for them, but it's difficult because they're either not very smart or they're under hypnosis or bewitched by pharmakia or whatever it is. What was that in the biblical times? That was spells and so forth. But we've got a real issue with that. Even if the vast majority of America had a mandate, allegedly, and it took the country, and we know it, and the silent majority has gotten a little bit louder, yes. But we need to really be strategic in this and really pray for our brothers and sisters that are not getting it. These are not bad people. If you don't like the orange man and you don't like the richest man on earth, the billionaire, who are trying their best to expose evil and wrongdoing and save us money. We're $36 trillion, $35 trillion in debt, and we just allegedly have $500 billion in Fort Knox, which, again, hasn't had an audit since the 70s, which is absurd. Why we the people can't, now that we have our persons, our people, and that's administration in charge, why can't we get some accountability quickly over things that have been burning questions? And I guess that's politics. But I think in the next 6 months, we are going to have some hard and fast truths that are confirmed, and it's going to expose how badly this is worse than we ever imagined it was. But please, brothers and sisters that are listening to Dr. Youngblood's great station, listen and join me locally. Go to city council. Go to school board. Let your voices be heard. We're not going to be the ones with orange and purple hair screaming. We're going to be the ones trying to have a cognizant, reasonable, truthful conversation. If we agree to disagree, wonderful. We don't want to throw things and break things and scream and jump up and down and have our heads explode. We want to figure out a common way to serve the Lord and heal our country. And so, yeah, I think Fort Knox is going to be a fraction of what we pray it was, and they'll be pointing the finger. And as the Social Security Administrator, the lady, I think, just resigned, and now we've seen all this stuff with Social Security, I think that's going to be the breadcrumb trail to every major government agency. It's not doing what we thought it was doing. And the blessing.
Absolutely.
The thing that we should really be grateful for, if it wasn't for COVID, this wouldn't have happened. This has opened our eyes. This has done that wake up, sleeper, arise from dead, and Christ will shine in you thing, because we were kind of all asleep at the wheel thinking, oh, somebody else will fix it. It'll go away. Well, no, it won't. And we're called by God to be strong and courageous and step forward.
Absolutely. And James, you touched on that. In every legislative election, whether it's the House, the Senate, or the presidential office, for years, and I'm still under 100, and for years and years and years, we voted for people on the basis they said, we're going in and we're going to clean out the House. We're going in and we're going to cut waste. We're going in and we're going to save taxpayer dollars. And it simply has not been done. President Trump made that commitment, and he is doing it. Now, when it comes to the question, is how much gold is in Fort Knox? Is the gold really there? My question, Jim, and perhaps you can shed a little light on it from your perspective. What if half the gold is not real? What if the gold is really not there in toto? What if we've been lied to, as we were lied to about the borders? If we were lied to, as we were lied to about safety and the availability of the COVID jab, as we were lied to about we need to have the six-foot separation, we need to have a mask, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four masks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As we were lied to about all of the things that we've just uncovered in the past two or three years now. If we recognize that, why should we think that we're not being lied to about this? But then the bottom line is this. If we've been lied to, and I believe we have, if the gold is not all there, and I believe that it's not all there, what will this do to international faith in America? Because our credit on a global scale is based on our ability to pay. And whether we believe it or not, on a global basis, all of the nations stockpile gold, and they're looking at it on the basis that America cannot fail because we have gold backing. So my question to you, from an historic position and from a governmental knowledgeable position, what's going to happen to our economy? What will happen to America? What will happen to the faith in the dollar bill on a global basis if, in fact, it's discovered, ascertained, that the gold is not there in toto? What's your thoughts?
That's a terrific question, and I'd really have to pray about that, because you're right. Are you then going to continue to hide the truth, not only from us, but from the world, and not say that, because it could totally implode our country? And you're right. I guess our biggest creditor is China, and they would say, well, we want to call our debt, or we want half of it, and we have no way to pay it, kind of thing. I think worldwide, I don't want to sidestep your question, but I really couldn't blurt out, I think we should do this, or, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off and let the chips fall where they may.
Yes.
That's a tough question, Dr. Youngblood. What I do think, though, is I think that it's been a long time since I've been all over the world and been to places like Egypt and Spain and France and Italy and felt the pulse of the world. When I was in the service, I did, and there were certain places in the world, getting off a ship in Alexandria, Egypt, and walking around, certain people that it seemed as though they looked at us and we were really special people as Americans, and then other parts of the world, they looked down their nose at us or poo-pooed us kind of thing. But I think right now, in current day, if we did, I think that the America's a laughing stock in most countries because we have biological male generals in dresses and lipsticks and worried about pronouns. We have a defunct government that's just been puppets running it, and there's no common sense. We've fallen away from God, the majority of us that have been quiet and allowed it to happen. And I raised my hand to that a few years ago. I was asleep at the wheel. I wasn't doing anything locally to change it. I couldn't, you know, go up to Washington and make a difference, but I can make a difference in my city. I can go to Atlantic Beach, Amen. Or Jacks Beach or Neptune or Duval County and make a difference. That's what we're called to do. But I don't want to sidestep that question. It's a great question, but I pray that I can speak to you again at some point, because I'm going to pray about that. I think between you and I, if I had to bet right now, if I was a lotto kind of guy, I would say, you know what, I'll bet you a fraction. We're talking, if I heard the station correctly, you said it's almost $500 billion. It's like 400 and some billion dollars in gold. I'll bet you it's a fraction of that, maybe half of that, so a quarter of a trillion. And it's our money. And I think that right now as Americans, if nothing else makes us mad, don't mess with our wives and our children and our tax dollars and so forth. I think we locally should want a clawback. I love that word they're saying, and how Christy Noem or whoever it was that sent the money to New York City for illegal aliens clawed back millions of dollars and said, no, we're not putting them up in luxury hotels. We'll pitch a tent and help them get back to where they came from. But here's the deal. If we locally say, you know what, we think that you guys have been horrible stewards with our money, and you're supposed to do this, this, and that, you haven't done it, so we think you've done a half-baked job, we want half our tax dollars. I look at my real estate taxes, and everybody, pull out your cars, look at the taxes you pay on your license plates and your registration, and upgrade this. And if you sat down and you thought of all the money you pay in taxes, and then the actual services they provide, you may get mad enough to actually do something, and I pray that God will activate you to do that.
James, you're exactly right. We need to go back to the biblical mandate that we need to be salt and light. Salt preserves decay. Doesn't stop it from decaying. It preserves that decay, and light illumines the darkness. We're in a decaying, darkened society, and I think it's time Christians in particular recognize our charge to be salt and light. It wasn't something that was a maybe. It wasn't something where the Lord Jesus says, well, I hope that you can do this. It was a directive that ye are the light of the world, ye are the salt of the earth, and the key to it is I think we need to start standing up and showing forth that we are salt and light. You're exactly right. But James, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your jumping into the dialogue and discussion on this today. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you as you continue to serve the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The lead question, how much gold is in Fort Knox? I'm looking at several headlines on that subject. One says Elon Musk encouraged to crack open Fort Knox and audit the $425 billion gold reserves. One article says it's $485 billion. This one says it's $425 billion. And Rand Paul wants to help him. This article says Senator Rand Paul called for the review of the vault's massive gold reserves worth an estimated $425 billion based on market rates. In response to the tech mogul, that is Elon Musk, musings about the stash, Musk, 53 years old, drew attention to the user who asked him to take a look inside Fort Knox just to make sure the 4,580 tons of U.S. gold is really there. Surely it's there. Surely it's been audited, Musk said. Nope, this article says, nope, let's do it, Ron Paul said. chiming in, referring to the Army installation south of Louisville, Kentucky. The Kentucky senator's father, former Representative Ron Paul of Texas, a big gold bug, had previously pressured the governmental agencies and officials to give greater transparency to our country's nation's reserves. Another headline. Elon Musk, DOG, prepares to audit U.S. gold reserves at Fort Knox after urging by Senator Rand Paul. Senator Paul tells Fox and Friends gold reserves should be audited every year. And it goes on to talk about what he's saying and why he is saying that. This article reads in part, "That's why we ought to get rid of it." He continued, "We've got it. The IMF has it. The World Bank has it. Most of the central banks have it. Around the world, they have gold, and it's an implicit trust that the dollar is still being backed in America." This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I talk about and ask the question hypothetically, theoretically, if this is true, if the gold is not there, if it's been dissipated, it's been skimmed off in some fashion, or if it was never really there in that quantity. What will the world think? What will it say? And another little footnote to that causes me to wonder, is this something that's been known by our elitist, the World Economic Forum? Is this something that's been known by our elitist in the banking business in America? Do you realize, according to the actual records, the Bank of America for the past 36 months been buying and hoarding gold? Chase Bank been buying and hoarding gold. Why are the individual banks deciding to go into the gold hoarding business if we have the gold to back our national debt, supposedly? Our debt's $36 trillion. We have about $485 billion in gold. That wouldn't offset any tip of the iceberg for our indebtedness as American, as America, as a nation. I think it's time, as Christians, as our previous caller said, that we get involved, that we recognize. Listen, don't tell me this stuff that I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, I love Jesus, and I'm just going to talk about Jesus. I'm not going to worry about these other things. Ladies and gentlemen, we have dual citizenship. One citizenship is in that place called heaven, if we're saved. The other citizenship is in this world. And as such, we ought to be good citizens. And as good citizens, we need to take a stand and be salt and light. Another headline, Elon Musk urges the U.S. to audit the gold at Fort Knox base for the first time in over 50 years. This article reads in part, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky responded to the Post Sunday, "Let's do it." On the same day, Musk responded to the Post with Senator Mike Lee, where the Utah representative said his repeated attempt to just get inside Fort Knox was denied without any explanation. Quote, "Who's confirming that gold wasn't stolen from Fort Knox?" Musk wrote on Monday, replying to Senator Lee's comments, "Maybe it's there, maybe it's not. That gold is owned by the American public. We want to know if it is really still there or if it's ever been there." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that today is totally different. We're in a new era in America. We have a new sheriff in town, as I've called it before. I'm looking at a headline, DC elite in full panic. Internet searches reveal what's really going on. I touched on this in previous broadcast, but in the D.C. Beltway, the elites are researching on all of the search engines, how to get an attorney, how to protect against a prosecution for fraud, how to transfer money online to other nations, what to do in relationship to these things that are taking place. This article reads, one of the main searches, terms like criminal defense lawyer, RICO law, surged, gaining traction on social media. WikiLeaks noted that on Twitter that searches for financial terms such as Swiss bank, offshore banking, how to wire money have spiked in the D.C. area, indicating potential interest in moving funds abroad to sequester them and to protect them. Ladies and gentlemen, when you walk into a dark room and you shine the flashlight on the floor, if there are any roaches in that room, you'll see them running to get out of the light. That's what we see taking place today. Another headline, ladies and gentlemen, mind-blowing. Trump and Musk find people 150 years old receiving Social Security payments. Our Social Security Trust, we've been told for years, is going bankrupt. Our Social Security Trust Fund is has the money so depleted that it cannot pay seniors. Therefore, we have those that are in leadership under the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer and others, saying that the Democrats and the Republicans and what they're doing now with Elon Musk will bankrupt Social Security. Well, Social Security is already bankrupt because of where it's been paid. I understand there's some 300 plus, and one writer said about 20,000, I don't know how many, that's supposed to be over 100 years old, some 300 supposed to be over 150 years old, that's collecting Social Security payments. This article says Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office to discuss mind-blowing amounts of fraud and abuse they're discovering through deep dives and DOGE, including people 150 years old still receiving Social Security. Musk said, "We do find it sort of rather odd that there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars somehow managed to acquire millions of dollars in their net worth while in that position. What's happened? Where did it come from? How did they gain the money?" So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're in a position where President Trump is carrying out his promise in his election campaign to uncover the rot. The Biden administration has, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what Biden had done, President Donald J. Trump now has come in, and he has pushed aside the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in America that's been using tax dollars to push transgenderism, gender butchery, debauchery, and surgery in an ungodly, immoral, unholy, unbiblical manner. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on the fast track for seeing President Trump doing what he said he would do, giving relief. And so for every Christian, for every conservative, for every patriot, we need to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and keep looking up the realization and recognition that our hope is built in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we still have our basic Bill of Rights, originally given to us by God, codified in our Constitution, to be carried out by we, the citizens. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, Germany is not that way. In Germany today, and I touched on this in an earlier broadcast, there's no freedom of speech, there's no religious liberties in most of Europe today. Why is that so? Because the Islamic jihadist invaders have come in and they've basically dominated all of Europe. As a result of that, if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, and you say anything about that, then your laptop is confiscated, you're prosecuted and put in jail. We need to be thankful for our religious liberties and our freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Look forward to meeting you next time as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Christian teaching and